You look so beautiful now, baby, after that last session. I could lie here with you forever, just admiring my handiwork. those marks I left you. Exquisite, really. Tonight was truly transcendent. I can't believe you trusted me with all this, truly. We set it up right from the beginning. Knowing you wanted me to restrain you, to take you far again, I reminded you of the safe words, yellow and red, slow down and stop. Simple. We got home, and I set you up in the bedroom, stripping you slowly, running my hands over your gorgeous skin, perfect breasts, incredible ass. All of you. You know, you really are the most beautiful woman I've ever encountered. I pulled the toy chest from the closet and took my time finding what I wanted. I fastened a pair of leather cuffs around your wrists, playfully jingling the chain between them, then secured each of your ankles to either end of the spreader bar, backed you up to the wall, and secured the cuffs to the hook on the wall above your head. I paced in front of you a bit, your eyes following me, building the anticipation. What was I going to do to you today? Maybe I'd pull out the paddle and redden your ass. Maybe I'd tease you with the crop, stinking little strikes across your stomach, nipples, clit. I know how much you like that. Or maybe I'd pull out the cane again and redo the stripes down your thighs. No, not today. I had something else in mind today. No toys necessary. My teeth, your skin. That's all. That's all I needed today. So I knelt in front of you and went to work. I wanted to taste all of your body from the bottom up. I nibbled at your ankles and calves, making the softest teasing bites, working my way up your thighs, biting a bit harder, just enough to make you squirm a bit. I know you love the feeling of my teeth on you. The firm bites that I make on your inner thighs just outside your cunt drive you absolutely crazy. I heard your breathing catch and pick up as I sank my teeth into you. I felt your excitement, your need. So I gave you a little bit of what you wanted. A few slow, firm licks across your pussy, followed by a soft bite on your clit. Oh, and God, did you moan? Loved what my mouth does to you. I moved back onto your thigh, biting down again, slowly biting harder and harder until I taste it. A bit of blood. I pierced your skin, and I heard you whimper, "Yellow, I'm sorry, too hard?" I asked. But my eyes didn't meet yours. I couldn't look away from the beautiful mixing of your blood with my saliva. I licked up the beads of blood to soothe you and gave you a few more licks to your soaked little cunt. Maybe you said yellow, but your body told me you loved it. I nipped your hips lightly, mixing kisses and licks with my bites as I worked my way up to your stomach. I heard you moan every time I bit down, so I kept going. I sank my teeth into your side quickly, hard, until I tasted your blood again, turning my eyes up to see the tears covering your cheeks. You looked incredible, so lost in me. I repeated this, stepping up your side, sinking deeper with each bite. Only pulling away when I felt sobs start to shake your body and hear you choke out. Yellow, not so hard. The look and taste of your blood was overpowering to me. I stood up then and slapped you across the face, startling you out of your tears for a moment. I kissed the tears off your cheeks and you smiled, seeming to forgive me. I kissed my way down your neck to your chest, sucking your nipple, rubbing the other. I kept it up until I heard you moan again. Once you were enjoying yourself again, I took the chance to get my teeth back into you, biting down on the outside of your breast. I felt my teeth break into your flesh and blood filled my mouth. Red, I heard you scream before my hand clamped over your mouth. I put my foot on the spreader bar. You really couldn't struggle anymore. I applied more pressure until I bit straight through, pulling back to watch the blood pour down your body. And I swallowed your flesh. You screamed and panicked under my hand. I sucked at your wound, your blood sweet and metallic in my mouth. Better than I could have ever imagined. I just couldn't get enough of you, intoxicated by your taste. I leaned back into you and bit your neck, punctured it. I stepped back and sat on the bed, listening to your screams as you bled out. Eventually, your screaming faded out to garbled pain, then stopped entirely. You slumped, only held by the wrist. Your dead weight pulled the hook from the wall, and you collapsed into a little pile on the floor. And here you are now, baby, lying in a pool of your own blood. You've really never looked more beautiful.